Good afternoon. Today we will discuss how to fix 5 common desk rejections. Rejection from a journal is no one's cup of tea, but then it's a reality that large number of articles get rejected across different journals. Also, journals mention the acceptance rate or the changes of the article getting rejected in their web page. High impact or top journals routinely reject majority of the articles. However, only few changes can improve the chances of successful publication. One of the reasons for a desk rejection is non-accordance with journal's aim and scope. Very often, while selecting journal, we feel that the aim and scope match to our field of work. However, it's not the case. We need to read the scope a couple of times along with the recent published articles to be doubly sure regarding the scope of the journals. The second reason is lack of proper language and presentation style. Language is an important medium for sharing scientific know-how. Grammatical and scientifically correct language and abiding by the journal's formatting guidelines are mandatory for avoiding desk rejections. The next point is plagiarism and simultaneous submission to more than one journal. Copying someone's work as our own data is a violation of professional ethics. Always give due acknowledgement to someone else's data while writing. Never submit your work to multiple journals at a time. Authors should wait till the editorial process of one journal is over or they have a clear-cut no from the journal. Next is ambiguity in methodology. The process of the study or the research protocol is mentioned in their methodology. It should be clear and systematic. Any flaw in the methodology section represents non-clarity on how the study was conducted and thus leads to desk rejections. Another point that leads to desk rejection is non-abiding to journals' formatting guidelines. Stick to the journal's requirements for word count, font, line spacing, and margin. Always be careful with the number of figures and tables allowed and their format for submission. The placement of the figures and table is also crucial, that is, whether it should be at the end of the manuscript or within the manuscript itself. Reference formatting, both in text and in the list at the end of the manuscript, needs lots of precision. We hope that these 5 pointers will help you in avoiding desk rejections. Thank you.